Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Clauser of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Clauser, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House wrapped up session for the year this week and approved some interesting legislation that will help to reform the budget process in Pennsylvania. What's going on here and what was included in the package of bills?
Well, this legislative package is very important to reforming the budget process in Harrisburg, and particularly to bring integrity, transparency, and spending limits to the state budget and the budget process. The package, House Bills 1940 through 1945, require transparency through an official estimate of how much money the state will have, more information about the balances in taxpayer-supported special funds used to provide grants and subsidies. Additionally, there was legislation passed this week that would provide for a state constitutional amendment to limit spending, and a constitutional amendment requires approval in two sessions of the General Assembly and then ratification by the state's voters. And these measures, along with another measure that require performance-based budgeting, are all very important steps to reforming our budget process and would help us a great deal in formulating state budgets in the future.
There was also legislation passed to reauthorize an important program that helps provide health care for children in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, this is a reauthorization bill of the CHIP program. It's the Children's Health Insurance Program. And the legislation was passed by the General Assembly this week and is currently sitting on the governor's desk. The legislation would extend the program for two additional years. This program has been in place for the last 25 years and provides insurance coverage to children who do not qualify for medical assistance. And the program is supported by both state and federal funds, and it's based on income and other criteria. There are more than 180,000 children across Pennsylvania who are enrolled in CHIP, and there's more information available about this program at www.chipcoverspakids.com.
In other legislative action, there was a bill passed that will help to strengthen Megan's Law in Pennsylvania. How will this help deal with some people who are classified as sexual predators?
Well, this is a bill that was expedited through the legislature because of how important it is. It dealt with Megan's Law offenders and their requirement to register with the state's sexual offender registry. The bill addresses a recent Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision in which the Supreme Court held that the Commonwealth Sexual Offender Registration Act could not be applied to defendants who committed their crimes before the enactment of the act based on the U.S. and Pennsylvania constitutions. I think the Supreme Court got it all wrong, but I think that it's vital that we keep these sexual offenders on the state sexual offender registry. And the legislation that was passed in the House unanimously this week will do just that and now moves over to the Senate for consideration. But this is all about public safety, and my hope is that the Senate will take this bill up very soon.
You also had some legislation of your own pass, and it's important, especially to a municipality in your area. What's going on here?
This week, legislation was passed in both the House and Senate that authorizes the sale of the Kane Armory building and property in the borough of Kane, and the legislation is now sitting on the governor's desk. The legislation was requested by the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs and allows for the conveyance or sale of two properties, the former armory property and also the weekend training center, as it was known. The building is currently unused, and it costs the state nearly $10,000 a year to maintain the building. So I think it's important for all taxpayers that we put this building and property back on the tax rolls as soon as possible. So I'm glad that we've got the legislation passed. I'm certainly hopeful the governor will sign it very soon, and we can put this building back into productive use.
And there's also a warning going out about a non-native species that could cause real havoc with Pennsylvania's agriculture. What's going on here?
Well, the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture is warning residents about an invasive species of insect that can do substantial harm to our state's agriculture and hardwood industries, and that's the spotted lanternfly. This invasive species is currently found in several counties in southeastern Pennsylvania. The Department of Agriculture has that area under a quarantine order, and there's more information available at the Department of Agriculture's website at www.agriculture.pa.gov.
Representative Clauser, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Clauser.